A few years back, in a closed room sat a German delegation, and opposite to them sat a high-level UAE delegation. The Germans were promoting their solar technology and convincing the UAE side, which is an OPEC member, to shift to more sustainable power sources such as solar. The proposal was not feasible for the UAE side as the price was too costly in contrast to the power output being produced by German solar technology. In short, it was not worth it. The German side was frustrated with this outcome and concluded the meeting with a question to the UAE side that what will the UAE do once it runs out of oil? The UAE side simply said by that time solar technology would be so advanced and efficient that we will export to Europe. Could solar energy technology advance to the point of exporting it? The idea of exporting energy is not a new one. In fact, countries have been doing it for years now. But what if the source of that energy was not oil or gas, but instead solar power? With rapid advancements in solar energy technology, this could become a reality sooner than we think. Let's explore the potential of this idea further. Recent advancements in solar panel efficiency and storage capacity have made it possible for households and businesses to generate their own electricity using photovoltaic cells PV systems. These systems can either be connected to the grid, providing power back to the grid when there is excess, or they can be completely off-grid. And with the plummeting cost of solar panels and batteries, more and more people are choosing to go solar. According to a report by the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, the cost of generating electricity from PV systems has fallen by 73% since 2010, while the cost of battery storage has fallen by 87% over the same period. These declining costs are making renewable energy sources such as solar increasingly competitive with traditional fossil fuels. In fact, IRENA expects renewables to make up nearly 80% of the world's power mix by 2050. However, as promising as these advancements are, there are still some challenges that need to be addressed before solar can become a major player in the global energy market. For example, current storage technologies are not yet able to meet the demands of a 24/7 power supply. This means that backup power sources would still be required even if solar were to provide 100% of a country's electricity needs. Furthermore, increasing the share of renewables in the power mix would require a significant investment in grid upgrades and expansion. Despite these challenges, I believe that with continued research and development, solar energy will play a major role in meeting our future energy needs. After all, sunlight is one of our most abundant resources, and harnessing its power could help us achieve a truly sustainable future. Could solar become the world's leading energy source? The UAE's post-oil future, solar energy export? The United Arab Emirates has long been synonymous with oil. For decades, black gold has been the driving force behind the country's economy, accounting for around a third of its GDP. But with the depletion of its oil reserves rapidly approaching, the UAE is now looking to diversify its economy, and solar energy export is one possibility that's being considered. The dwindling of global oil reserves was apparent even before the pandemic hit. In 2019, Abu Dhabi, the emirate with the lion's share of the country's oil reserves, produced 2 million barrels per day, BPD, down from a peak of 3.5 million BPD in 2008. Given that the average daily global oil demand is currently around 90 million BPD, it's clear that the UAE can no longer rely on oil to meet its energy needs. However, the country does have another natural resource that could potentially pick up the slack: sunshine. The UAE experiences an average of 300 sunny days per year, making it an ideal location for solar power generation. In recent years, solar power capacity in the country has grown rapidly, reaching 4 gigawatts by 2019. And with continued investment, this figure is expected to increase to 10 gigawatts by 2030. The UAE has been a leader in the development of renewable energy, and this latest move is further evidence of that commitment. The country has already installed over 2 gigawatts of solar capacity, and that number is expected to increase in the coming years. The majority of the country's solar power is generated in the Al Dhofar region, which is home to the world's largest concentrated solar power plant. The UAE's hypothetical plan to export solar energy is still in its early stages, but it has the potential to be a game-changer for the global energy market. If successful, it would lower carbon emissions and speed up the transition to a low-carbon economy. It could also provide another much-needed boost to the UAE's economy. Only time will tell if the plan comes to fruition, but it is certainly a blueprint of an ambitious and exciting project. So could solar power eventually replace oil as the UAE's primary export? It's certainly possible. The country has already taken steps to position itself as a leading player in the global solar energy market, hosting international conferences and exhibitions on renewable energy and establishing itself as a hub for solar technology innovation and research. And with many countries around the world looking to reduce their dependence on fossil fuels, there could be a significant demand for UAE-produced solar energy in the years ahead. OSEC, Organization of the Solar Exporting Countries? The future holds many possibilities, and it is impossible to say definitively whether or not a group called the Organization of the Solar Exporting Countries, OSEC, will exist in the near future. However, based on the current trends in solar energy production, it seems likely that such a group could form within the next few years. This would be a positive development for both the environment and the global economy, as increased cooperation among solar-producing countries would lead to greater innovation and progress in this important field. The fate of oil prices in the next few years is contingent on many factors, but perhaps one of the most important will be whether or not a solar OPEC-like organization comes to fruition. While it may seem far-fetched, stranger things have happened in the world of politics and economics. If you're involved in the energy sector, it's worth keeping an eye on this potential development. Omar Key Takeaways. The idea of exporting energy is not new, with countries having been doing it for years. Advances in solar panel efficiency and storage capacity have made it possible for households and businesses to generate their own electricity using PV systems. The cost of generating electricity from PV systems has fallen significantly in recent years, making solar increasingly competitive with traditional fossil fuels. However, there are still some challenges that need to be addressed before solar can become a major player in the global energy market, such as the lack of 24/7 production. The UAE has long been reliant on oil. The country is always looking to diversify its economy. Solar energy export is one possibility that's being considered, as the UAE experiences an average of 300 sunny days per year. The country has already taken steps to position itself as a leading player in the global solar energy market and could form part of a solar OPEC-like organization in the future. It is impossible to say definitively whether or not a group called the Organization of the Solar Exporting Countries, OSEC, will exist in the near future, but based on current trends it seems likely that such a group could form within the next few years. The fate of oil prices in the next few years is contingent on many factors, but perhaps one of the most important will be whether or not a solar OPEC-like organization comes to fruition based on advancement of solar technologies. For more articles like this, subscribe to Omar's newsletter on LinkedIn or visit his website The Intellect, for more articles by other writers.